Hello, hello, JJ DeGeronimo here from Together We Seek, and I'm super excited to bring all these amazing light workers, practitioners, and healers forward to you, to people in my community that are looking for new ways to enlighten their path ahead. So Edit Bekis is with me today. I'm super excited to share with you her work. We are specifically going to focus on a strategy, a spiritual practice, a healing modality that I've never heard of. I've never heard of. So, Adit, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, JJ, for having me. And it's my pleasure to actually introduce this modality because I am very happy and very excited about this when I'm using it with my clients as well. So,
So I really wanted to focus on Sekhem healing.
yeah, Sekhem healing, yes.
So tell me, what is Sekhem healing?
Yeah, so I think most of the people know about Reiki, who's a light worker or doing some energy healing. They know about Reiki healing. So Sekhem healing is something which I would say originated also from Reiki, as it was like how the person who actually first gave the name or created Patrick Ziegler, and he used to be a Reiki master, and he actually started to channel additional signs and additional energies, and he created this modality. There are other myths around it that might he was in Egypt and might he was in the pyramids when he actually channeled this new modality. Actually, it's happened around 1980s, so it's a pretty new healing technique. That's why most likely many people doesn't know about it. And it was more of in the US and in Australia and in the UK, where it was more spread through teachers, through masters, basically. And I learned it here in the UK. So this healing is very close to Reiki. There are some signs which is similar to Reiki signs, but it has additional signs as well, so which actually brings deeper healing. And the other thing, which is you basically you invoke the light through your crown chakra, and then you use your palms to heal, right, to the client. So you can do it on hands-on, and you can do distance healing, but you basically does the way. Sekhem healing is the different because it's actually connect you not just with the source, but it's going through your body down to the earth, center of the earth, and coming back, and that's how it comes to your hands. So it's basically grounding you at the same time, and also is not just coming straight from source energy, is actually making a, how can I say this, it's coming via Sirius star system. So it's really much connected to Sirius Sun, our spiritual sun, which is also known as the spiritual sun in Egypt. Like in Egyptian mythology, and ancient Egypt, they used Sirius in many occasions. Like they came from Sirius. You know, there are star seeds which who are saying that they came from Sirius, so Lumerians. So these are all connected with Sirius. And then after Atlantis was sinking, then, you know, some of those priests actually spread it to Egypt. And then that Sekhem healing was already existed back then. And that's what the Patrick Ziegler was channeling, basically.
Okay, so Patrick Ziegler is the founder. Is it an offspring of Reiki?
It's similar to Reiki, but I
Oh,
wouldn't call
it's
it
similar.
offspring. I wouldn't call it offspring.
Okay. So it's similar to Reiki. You channel the starseed energy through your head. It goes down into the ground. It comes back up, and you do the work through the palms of your hands. Okay, so this is fascinating. And you're saying that it originated in Egyptian times or times way before us.
Yes, and there is this goddess called Sekhmet, and Sekhmet is the head, and she's actually related to how can I say, is destruction and healing. And why is it? Is it really strange? Because you would say like, oh, I need healing, or the healing is like a positive energy, but destruction is like a negative energy. But we all know that before order, there is chaos. There is, has to be a destruction before healing. So this goddess is actually embodied both of these energies. And then in many temples where they were actually practicing this Shechem healing, you see many of these Shekhmet statues, like the statue of this lioness goddess. Basically, they were teaching also these modalities in Egypt back then, and then there were some people who came from all over the world and learned these modalities and brought back to India or Africa, other areas or Europe. So in already in those years, like thousands of years ago, it was a very powerful healing technique what people wanted to learn, and that's what they used basically the priests in the temples to heal people.
In the temples to heal people. So Shechem, there were goddesses. And they were lioness goddesses that essentially channeled the energy in the temples for these priests and other people that used it.
Shekhmet was just one lioness goddess. And then the priests and priestesses were like healing there. They channeled this energy, yes. And then they actually used this energy to heal.
And this is fascinating to me because this is the first time I've heard it. Do you think it's made its way over to the US already, or do you think it's very European based?
No. Actually, Patrick Ziegler was from America. So it's there in the US. And then I also have a friend who actually lives in the US, and he said he's a Shechem healer. So, but he actually learned it also from an English person in Australia. So that was very unique. But yes.
And how did it find you?
Yeah, so basically when I was, I first was a Reiki master. So I was a Reiki master. Then I got introduced to Karma Yoga healing. And when I was introduced to Karma Yoga healing, I stepped into some of my past life experiences. And then I found out that I have some ancient Egyptian past lives. And because of that, I was fascinated about learning some new techniques. And I don't know even... I think I read it somewhere that in the ancient Egypt, they used this modality. And then I was searching for it, basically, where can I learn it? And then here in near to me, actually find a master who was teaching it. So actually, I went there. And I also introduced it to some of my clients who were interested, who also had past lives in ancient Egypt. So that was a really fun to learn. And then the other thing, what happened to me around that time is, before I went to learning it, like a week earlier, I felt that I don't want to eat cooked meals. So I started to eat raw. It took me like 3 months. I was in raw diet, basically, because it's raised my vibration so high that my body didn't want it to take in any low vibration food, basically. So I kept being on raw diet for like 3 months while I was practicing the tools on me and healing. And why I love this technique so much, because basically it saved time for me, because when I used to be a Reiki master and I did some energy healing as a Reiki master, it sometimes took me an hour or 1.5 hours for a healing. But now since I'm doing Shechem, it's basically like 30 minutes and I'm done. And then it's like, because the energies, you know, it's not you who control how long you do the healing. It's basically how long you feel that the energy is present. That's when the healing is finished, basically. And with the Shechem, I actually experience that is much faster.
I was going to ask you the difference. So the healing, the energy that comes through you determines the length of the session.
Yes. So I call into energy healing. So it's actually, I know when it's done, basically. And then the time was much longer when I used the Reiki signs than now when I use the Shechem energies.
And in addition to eating, what other things did you shift to move into this modality?
Basically, I realized on my healings that they are much stronger. They are much powerful, like with the results, basically the pain healing, the pain release or all kinds of healing what I do. And then this is like kind of like when you start learning modalities, you continually elevating and you continually basically evolving with the healings together. And then as you step into more and more into the source, and then you download these energies, is actually sometimes even you are able to channel new modalities into your system.
Oh, that's cool. So what you're saying is when you open yourself up to new modalities, as you kind of move through those, more modalities come to you.
Yes, yes, exactly. So you can continually evolve with the new energies. Yeah.
So what has come through for you as you have evolved with the Sekhum healing?
It's like more connection with all kinds of spiritual helpers, like angels, spirit guides, you know, ascended masters. So opening up to those energies as well. And then just overall feeling the connection with Sirius star system is very powerful, especially at the times of Sirius portal when it's opening. End of July, beginning of August is very powerful. The messaging, the channeling, the guidance, what comes through at those days, which I would say connected to this. And yeah, it's just, I can't really give like specific things because I'm always learning other things as well, you know? So sometimes I like, why do you think you reach certain results? Sometimes I can't say really why, because I'm doing so many things at the same time, you know, that's like, I can't really specify like, okay, it's because of that. Yeah.
Love that. I love that. So since you've moved on to this Sekhum healing modality, you know, have you seen shifts in your clients and what has happened for them?
I would say less healing is enough as well. So it's not just the time, but the session.
Oh, they need less sessions in shorter amounts of time.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And it's basically, it's the same thing. It's like clearing the energy body, is also creating for them some protection, releasing toxins from the body, is basically helping them also to align with their true self, is helping them also to clear them up for to be able to give and receive love, which is very important because many people out there is just hustling, doing their things, you know, and then they are actually resisting so many things by pushing. So through pushing, they create resistance. And because of that resistance, they don't allow certain things to flow to them. So when they receive energy healing, it's basically is smooths them out, is relax them to able to receive more of the good things and then create like rest resistance in them. That's why I usually do the healings when they are asleep, because then it's much more powerful, because if they are awake, you know, they have their thoughts and their thoughts can actually interact with the healing, actually the healing. So you either need to tell them to think positive, be in the receiving mode, you know, think positive things, because it can also occur that I do the healing at night, they wake up and they start thinking negative and they ruin the healing, you know. So basically, they need to be aware that their thoughts are very powerful. Even though I'm sending them healings, they also need to shift and change their patterns, you know, their thought patterns, to think positive, to be always in a good vibration, because they can, if they still, you know, in the scarcity, if they still assuming negative things, then it's ruining the healing, basically.
So powerful. So are a lot of your sessions remotely?
Yeah, all of my sessions are remote sessions, yeah, since COVID. So before that, I used to go to people's places, you know, I used to visit clients, you know, but since COVID, I started to do everything online. And then it's much better, because now I have not just the client tour in my city, but nerd. So
That's so powerful. So, I mean, this is really amazing. I love learning about new modalities, new practices. And I love the fact that this has come to you through your exploration. And I think for a lot of people, you know, bringing awareness to these new practices is so important. So tell us what else you're working on. Tell us a little bit more about your work.
I help clients to overcome mental and physical issues through energy healing and through karma yoga techniques, what means like releasing trauma, which is normally the core of all of our misery, you know, like all the triggers which hitting us daily and we feeling like reacting to it emotionally. That's basically happening because we have a core trauma to release. And that's what I help the clients to work on with me, basically. And sometimes when they came to me and then they are in a very negative mental state. You know, they are very anxious, very sometimes with attacks or deep depression. They can't even start doing the release yet. Then I need to start first with energy healing to smooth them out, to relax them, you know. So then we start first with energy healing, and then we can move into the heavier shadow work, you know, or inner child healing or the trauma healing part, basically. So I like to combine these modalities because I feel like it support, you know, each other, the different modalities, you know, and it's better for the client, basically. And of course, they also need to work on themselves. So it's not just like they come to the session and then, okay, you're done. But I give them homework. I have a meditation libraries where I recommend them to tune in daily, you know, to daily meditations. These are very powerful transcendental meditations where they actually activate their pineal gland and activate their third eye. So they become more positive. They become more intuitive. They receive guidance and you know, they are not in the fear anymore, and they trust more of the process.
That is beautiful. That's beautiful. So as you're thinking about your work, you know, now that we're on the other side of this pandemic, you know, what's next for you? What are you exploring?
So I already started to teach facilitators. So light workers, basically, who's already Reiki masters or doing maybe angel healing, they were the ones who came to me and wanted to learn this other modality as well to give an extra tool into their toolbox, you know, to help clients better, because it's a very effective approach for trauma healing. So facilitator training is there for me. I also going to run a retreat in August in Greece, and it's in a beautiful area with the beach and also an amazing, beautiful forest with some lovely streams. So it's a very calming, beautiful area in a nice little hotel. And I just can't wait to have people there, you know, and then actually help them to experience all of these modalities there in that retreat. And why is it so fascinating to do that in a 1 week setup is that they are actually in a bubble there. So when you are at home and then you just rush into sessions, you know, yoga sessions or sessions there, then you still go back home or you still go to work. It's like you are still distracted, your energy is still intoxicated. But when you are in a retreat, you are in that whole week, is like you are actually isolated from all of this toxicity, and then you can actually just focus on your releases, focus on your healing completely. So it's much more effective.
That is so beautiful. I love retreats and I host retreats and I share retreats. So I want to make sure all of these links are below. So check below, we'll have all the links. And I just love it. And I hope that I can come with you one time on your retreats and feel this and experience your gifts in person.
Thank you.
So with that, check out togetherweseek.online for all the retreats of our practitioners, and be sure to stay tuned for each episode. Thank you, Edit B. Kiss, for joining us and sharing chakma healing with us. I'm sure I didn't say that right, but for those of you listening, you've heard it enough, and we'll put all of Edit B. Kiss's links below so that you can access her and maybe even visit her on a retreat. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeju. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.